This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
We don't quite know yet what a Republican-controlled government is going to do with the social safety net that we've got in this country. But there has been some new-ish buzz this year about a relatively old economic idea, universal basic income, where the government gives everybody a monthly check, no strings attached, to meet basic needs. In Finland, where they plan to test the idea next year, meeting basic needs isn't really the problem. That's one of the most generous welfare states in the world, Finland is. As Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports now from Helsinki, the Finnish government is more interested in basic income as an experiment in welfare reform.
I know what you're thinking. How can giving people free money get people back to work and cut government spending? Well, first, meet Mika Valtonen.
Moi, mä oon Mika ja mä oon 24-vuotias.
All right, and say it in English.
Hi, I'm Mika and I'm 24 years old.
I meet Valtonen in a coffee shop near his apartment. The Finns are big on coffee, and apparently Lil Wayne, who croons from the coffee shop speakers. Valtonen has a vocational education in computer tech, but since moving to Helsinki 5 years ago, he's been in and out of jobs, on and off unemployment, and tangled with welfare bureaucrats over whether he met their job search requirements. The work he has found? Temp jobs, mostly.
And if the company says, we don't want this person anymore, you're out immediately, in one day.
Lil Wayne aside, this is what Valtonen usually listens to and produces himself. He earns a little money, all off the books, DJing and promoting Helsinki's underground techno music scene. Under current rules, if he were to report the income, he'd lose welfare money.
Yeah, if I don't get a real full-time job with a real salary that exceeds the 1,100 euros I get at the moment, then I'm stuck in this situation.
That 1,100 euros amounts to almost $14,000 a year from various government programs. Valtonen's caught in what Finns like to call an incentive trap, where working leaves you worse off than living on the dole.
I'm kind of an artist, so I also have lots of more free time to do those things, and I'm trying to make a career of that.
Over 8% of Finns are unemployed, 20% of young people. With an aging population and sluggish economic growth, Finland's center-right government is looking for ways to cut state spending and simplify welfare. A basic income could act in lieu of a maze of benefits and encourage the unemployed to take part-time or low-paid jobs, since they won't risk any money by working. Olli Kangas is leading the basic income experiment.
In the present system, they're a little bit afraid of accepting job offers, say, for 2 months or 3 months, because they think that, okay, how much would I benefit in terms of money?
Plus, there's the hassle and uncertainty of requalifying for unemployment when a job ends. Finland launches its basic income experiment next month. 2,000 unemployed Finns will get about $600 a month, no questions asked. Teuvo Tuvainen, a political scientist at the University of Helsinki, says even staunch defenders of Finland's welfare state see advantages to streamlining it, especially for the poor who have to navigate it.
It's very complicated and stressful. They put a lot of discipline on you. So if you just had basic income that would replace all this, your life would clearly be less stressful and more free in that sense.
That's the theory anyway. Olli Karkkainen, an economist at Nordea Bank in Helsinki, has criticized Finland's basic income pilot as too limited.
There are no losers in this experiment. The results are bound to be positive.
Karkkainen says, for one, it doesn't remove enough other subsidies to really test the work incentive. And it doesn't include the higher taxes needed if everyone in Finland were to receive a basic income. But it will show the choices people make with a benefit that's unconditional. Some young adults, he says, might be tempted to just live off the check under their parents' roof.
But it also might kind of make it easier to have your own small little business with the basic income. So even though you don't get that much profit at the beginning, you can do it.
Most Finns say they support a universal basic income at $1,000 a month, not $600. But when informed of the steep tax hikes required to pay for it, they balk. Apparently, even the generous Finns have their limits. In Helsinki, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.